Another North African nation moves toward radical Islam. Burma is rewarded as it continues to hunt for Christians. And we've got something extremely rare from India. Find out what it is on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Morocco's Islamic Council is considering the death penalty for apostasy. Greg Musselman is spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs Canada. He says the mask is off.
It surprises me in one sense that it has kind of come out there, that the government is pushing for it. The militants, you know, want to eradicate Christianity or any other religion and make it 100% Muslim.
Moroccan believers now meet in small groups for fear of persecution. Christians are concerned that if the edict passes, things will be harder for them than they are already.
What happens often is that the more pressure is put on, there are those pastors, Christians, that would become even more determined in sharing their faith.
Anti-Christian sentiment is growing in the country.
Pray that the church would be strong. They would see this as an attack against them, but to be reminded that the battle is not against flesh and blood, so it's not against the government there or even the militant Muslims.
Meanwhile, what you hear isn't what you get when it comes to Burma. You may have heard that the European Union lifted trade sanctions on Burma, a sign that the country's making progress. But Human Rights Watch paints a different picture. It uses terms like ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity in a recent report. We asked Diane Romaine of Vision Beyond Borders, what's really going on?
It's not the large, massive genocide that you're seeing like in Sudan or places like that. It's ongoing and it's continual. It's not just merely killing people in fighting, but a lot of times it involves torture. It involves trying to instill fear in these people so that they will surrender to the government.
Untold thousands are suffering as the government tries to purge Burma of different people groups. Pray Christ followers will have opportunities to share their reason for hope. For more, go to missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Everyday life of a missionary is an attraction for Chagin children in a village in Chad. According to Mark and Diane Vanderkooy, missionaries with the Evangelical Alliance Mission or team says the kids wait outside their home day after day waiting for one of them to come outside with books, toys, or just to talk. It's the one place where kids get love and attention. Pray the Vanderkooys can get Bible translation completed despite the little distractions. You can have a similar ministry at your own home. Next, Kenya means God's resting place in local languages. With its rich spiritual history, it's no surprise that Christianity is well known. Still, there's room for firsts in Great Commission work, right? Well, last week, Global Advance hosted its first Bishop's Summit in Nairobi, Kenya. David Shibley says these 98 overseers represented 15,000 churches.
They came together as the single body of Christ. We dealt with issues about succession and raising up younger leaders in the church, and also responding to the increasing Islamic violence against churches throughout East Africa.
These were the equippers of the equippers. Together they agreed to declare the fourth Sunday of every June, Gospel Sunday.
It will be something of an evangelistic rally in each of the churches, and there will be a clear presentation of the gospel and an invitation given to repent and receive Christ.
And an extreme rarity from India. Two Dalit girls find success. Dalits are India's social lepers. They're sometimes called the untouchables. Dalit girls have an even harder time. Being a Dalit brings them contempt, while being a girl makes them invisible. And yet, says Gospel for Asia, two Dalit sisters beat the odds. Helped by GFA's Bridge of Hope program, they managed to buy their family a new home. Pray more Dalits would find power through Christ's love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you do that with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible and give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.